Pharmacists in Ontario are expected to be given permission to prescribe medications for minor ailments. An Ontario pharmacist, who was part of the provincial advisory group looking at the change, said this would be a benefit for most Ontario residents. Nardine Nakla, a pharmacist and professor at the University of Waterloo, favours the idea and said such a move would enable more residents to access professional health care in a more convenient way and provide a break to the conventional healthcare system. Currently, patients with a minor ailment who require prescription therapy must visit their doctor, walk-in clinic, or a local hospital, said Nakla. Often, patients wait days for an appointment or end up visiting a walk-in clinic or emergency department. Allowing pharmacists to provide support for these patients will improve healthcare system efficiency and the patient experience, she said. Knuckle said more than 95% of Ontario patients live within 5 kilometers of a community pharmacist, adding these community pharmacists are easily accessible and knowledgeable about medications. She said the change would be just one more way pharmacists could support their patients, particularly outside the traditional 9-to-5 business hours of many medical offices. Pharmacists also serve patients in many other practice settings, from hospitals to long-term care facilities, to family health teams and more, where the expansion of service will have an impact, said Nakla. She described the minor ailment as a health condition that patients can reliably self-diagnose and that can be managed with self-care strategies or minimal treatment, which can include prescription medication. The proposed regulation change will allow pharmacists to prescribe for the following conditions: urinary tract infections, dermatitis, such as atopic, eczema, allergic and contact insect bites and hives, including tick bites, conjunctivitis, allergic rhinitis, candida, stomatitis, or oral thrush herpes labialis, also known as cold sores, hemorrhoids, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD dysmenorrhea, or menstrual cramps, musculoskeletal sprains and strains. Impetigo Nakla said the Ontario proposal is still under consideration, although the practice is allowed in most Canadian provinces. We don't yet know exactly when pharmacists will be able to provide these services. If the final approval happens quickly, the changes may come into effect as early as July 1, 2022. If approval takes longer, the implementation date may be pushed to January 1, 2023, she said.